My name is Anita, and I'm a Chamorro journalist working on the Indigenous Affairs Desk at GRIST. Before joining GRIST this year, I spent a long time working at Honolulu Civil Beat, where I published a project a few years ago about militarization in the Mariana Islands. That's my home archipelago in the Pacific. It's made up of two U.S. territories, Guam and the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas. At the time, the U.S. military was planning several major projects at once across multiple islands: a bombing range on Pagan, a heavy artillery range on Tinian, a new Marine Corps base on Guam, among others. It felt like year after year there would be a new convoluted environmental impact statement coming out that was extremely dense and difficult to understand, and it was hard for a lot of people to figure out what the overall picture was of what was happening. What's more is that there was already a lot of military activity happening in the islands. I had always known growing up about an island called Farman de Mindanao that was used for bombing practice, kind of like Kaho'olawe used to be in Hawaii. In this particular story, I looked at how the island was being used and how the military planned to ramp up training there. I feel like as an Indigenous journalist, it was especially meaningful to be able to think about what this meant for my home, my land, and my community.